And really, we have somebody who normally is on the phone with us, but in studio right now, that's Mr. Mike Brennan.
Or someplace really a lot warmer than this.
I noticed you're dressed for the cold weather today.
Yes,
flannels,
yes. Well, the big storm's coming in and all that.
That's right. Mike is the editor of MI Tech News, and we usually kind of give you a sampler of some of the headlines for MI Tech News. But I want to talk a little bit more about MI Tech News. But then we also have Patrick Paul in studio. Patrick, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Foster.
And in the second half of our program, this first hour, starting at roughly 4:30, we're going to be talking with him and Rick Broida, who is our gadget guy, also the cheapskate. We'll be talking about Hemingwrite, which is this device that Patrick has brought into the studio. And you as a writer, I know, wanted to see this thing in person, didn't you?
Oh, I'm very excited to see this thing. This just takes me back.
All right. You can also, by the way, if you go to internetadvisor.net, there is a video that you can click on that came from your site, Patrick, and you can see a little bit more about that. But in about 20 minutes, we're going to be doing that a little more in detail about that. And then we're also going to be talking with Charlie Hopper and Vince Shmulewski in just a moment. But right now, what I want to do, Mike, is go back to you to talk a little bit about MI Tech News. We normally have like three headlines from MI Tech News, but let's spend a little time today talking about what MI Tech News is and why we've been decided to come together with you as a co-contributor to your magazine.
Yeah, well, you're a partner on the e-newsletter that goes out. We pick up the podcast at the website. Then, of course, we have our other partnerships we're developing with several other different groups around mm-hmm. this around the area, like IT and the D. I know you're on that show, right. And Michipreneur and Tech 248 out of Oakland County. We're still getting all the details worked out on that. But what we're trying to do is have this be a comprehensive site you can come to get all the tech news that's going on in Southeast Michigan and the rest of the state. And you can get it in text. You can get it in as a podcast, in audio. Mm-hmm. Later on, we're going to do video. We're going to introduce that. So we've got lots of things going on.
You've been around for a long time covering technology and news in general, haven't you, in the
35
area?
Years.
Wow.
Yes. I know I started when I was 10. So just like Gary started the show when he was 17, because he's only 34 now.
Thank you, Mike. I owe you.
Yeah, it was the kind of a lemonade stand out front of your house, probably was the first one. But you've gone from if you will, text, which is, you know, you've got, folks, if you go to internetadvisor.net and scroll down the page, you can see a subscribe now button there and just click on that. Free for nothing. Every Friday, you'll get a whole list of those headlines, but also now also the ability to tap into the audio from our podcast for IT and the D, as you were saying, and many other things, and soon some video as well. Why put all that together?
Well, yeah, everybody's really busy. We want to give them a comprehensive read. I package it all. You can go over there 24/7, of course, and pick it up. Most people wait till the newsletter comes out on Fridays, and they use it as a weekend read, and mm-hmm. it's, you know, 25, 30 stories there, links to different things. I look at my web traffic, and I can see a lot of people. That's when they're really clicking, is Fridays and over the weekends. So we want to give you a comprehensive read to get you caught up what's going on, again, around Southeast Michigan, where most of the industry is located, but there's other things going on in Lansing and Kalamazoo, Grand mm-hmm. Rapids, Points North.
Mike has really been involved in technology writing, technology reporting for years. On the way in today, we were talking about your stint at San Jose Mercury News. And,
oh, wow.
And then the Free Press and as the tech writer there. And now
I started out at Electronic Buyers News in New York in 1981.
Wow.
Writing a trade paper.
I wasn't
going
to give any dates, you know.
I was a very young man at the time. So that's been my whole career as business and technology. As I was mentioning, I was looking at the device thinking, looks just like the Osborne computer.
That you probably wrote about, right?
Yes, I knew Adam Osborne, a former journalist himself,
right,
you know.
So. That's interesting. Well, and that's part of how it has progressed. And one of the things I know that you're focusing on now are entrepreneurs like Patrick Paul and his other companions there.
Right.
You want to make sure that the entrepreneurs know, for instance, about meetings where they can network. And also, you report on things like this that have come out.
Yeah, absolutely. We try to get a lot of new products out there. I don't tend to write about them when they first come out. Mm-hmm. I want to see if they have any kind of life to them.
Sure.
We have so much going on right now, particularly in downtown Detroit, involving tech entrepreneurs.
Exactly.
All these services and available that just when I started covering this 20 years ago in the state, there was hardly any of this around.
Mike, you'd be lucky to find one.
You're going to stick around for the show, right?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News, will be with us during the program. Again, if you want to Sign up for it. It's absolutely free. Simply go to internetadvisor.net, scroll down the page, and click on the button, and you can put your email address in there, and it'll be starting to arrive on Fridays for you.